With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After the Biden administration removed the group from the terrorist list, Houthis are now being returned to that terrorist designation.
The Biden administration is expected soon to reclassify Houthi rebels in Yemen as specially designated global terrorists. The move follows dozens of attacks on commercial vessels in the Red Sea. The group says the attacks are in response to Israel's military operations in Gaza in the aftermath of Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. The administration is expected to make the redesignation announcement on Wednesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the GOP presidential nomination race now moves from Iowa to New Hampshire. President Trump won the Iowa caucuses Monday night, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis finishing a distant second, followed by former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley coming in third. At a campaign rally in Greenville, South Carolina, DeSantis said the Iowa results were surprising.
Nikki Haley said only the top two from Iowa, you know, go on to be viable. Well, guess what? We punched our ticket out of Iowa yesterday.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy suspended their presidential bids after the Iowa results. Snow and freezing temperatures are causing problems. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Shinar says much of Oregon could get some ice.
It does look like we'll see a freezing rain event across portions of western Oregon, including the Portland area. Could be some pretty significant icing.
Southern states are also feeling the deep freeze. A large portion of Texas has not been above freezing in 3 days. Boeing stock is tanking after a report said an FAA audit opens up a whole new can of worms. It follows an incident in which a door plug opened during an Alaska Airlines flight on a Boeing 737 MAX 9. This is SRN News. Many pro-life Americans don't realize that many of the charities they support actually promote abortion and the queer trans agenda. So says Hugh Brown of the American Life League.
We have been shocked at some of well-known, you know, around the world, named organizations that are doing good works publicly, but then behind the scenes are actually supporting things that are evil.
He says the American Red Cross is a good example of the problem.
They are absolutely engaged in supporting this homosexual nonsense, all this transgender deception. And, you know, when you give your money to an organization, if you're a Christian person, you cannot support that.
It was produced a charity watch list. It reveals what major nonprofit organizations, including the American Cancer Society and the United Way, are really up to. The list can be viewed at ALL.org, all.org. This is SRN News. New York Governor Kathy Hochul wants to spend $2.4 billion on that massive influx of illegal immigrants.
The migrants have overwhelmed New York City's homeless shelters. The migrants' spending plan, which would include shelter services, legal assistance, and more, came as part of a $233 billion budget proposal. How the governor planned to deal with migrants had been a looming question ahead of the legislative session. The issue has the potential to damage Democratic congressional candidates this fall, with New York expected to be a battleground for control of the U.S. House. John Scott reporting.
Alleged Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Huerman is charged in the murder of a fourth victim. The New York architect is charged in the death of a 25-year-old woman after he pleaded not guilty to charges in connection to the deaths of three other women. Court documents reveal that Huerman used burner phones and emails to contact women online. More details at SRNnews.com.